This is KV0A. Redditness starts in 30 minutes. That is all.
KV0A, V3INT, copy that. Thanks very much.
This is KV0A, Kilo Victor Zero Alpha. Redditness starts in about 15 minutes, but if anybody would like to check in early, please come back now with your call sign, name, location, and access method.
KV0TP, Kilo Tango Zero, Tango Tango.
Okay, KT0TP, what's your name and your location?
Name here is Alex. I'm located in Muscatine, Iowa.
Okay, great. Got you down.
Now, I'm not going to be available right at 7 o'clock, but a few minutes after. I have a camp club meeting to go to tonight, and I'm going to try to call out of there early. So we'll catch you shortly after 7 o'clock. KT0, TP clear.
Okay, sounds good. Do we have any other early check-ins for the Reddit net at 8 p.m. Eastern Time?
Victor Echo 3 India, November Papa, Ian in Toronto.
Okay, got you down, VE3INP, and I'm assuming you're using a DMR hotspot.
That's the affirmative. I've got an MMDVM hotspot here in my place, so no one worries about anybody crashing my computer. Back to you.
Okay, sounds good. Do we have any other early check-ins for the Reddit net that starts in a few minutes? Nothing heard for now.
Okay, before ZMG.
Sorry, was that KK4ZMG?
Correct. Kilo4, Zulu myself, Richard, South Florida.
Okay, got you down. Are you coming in via DMR and hotspot?
Negative. I'm coming in through a repeater going through HB Link servers.
Okay, cool. Got you down. Do we have any other early check-ins for the Reddit net in a few minutes?
Yeah, this is Andrew, Kilo 8, Alpha Kilo Charlie from Cincinnati, Ohio, checking in.
Okay, K8AKC. Sorry, what was your name again?
The name here is Andrew.
Okay, got you down. Are you using a DMR hotspot repeater, or how are you coming in?
Currently, I am on a hotspot, but I do have a couple of decent repeaters within distance.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I was just trying to keep track of what ways people are coming in since we've got, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them at this point for this talk group. Anyway, I got you down, so good deal. This is KV0A. Do we have any more early check-ins for the Reddit net starting here in 5 minutes? If so, please come back with your call sign, name, location, and access method. Okay, welcome to the recently resurrected Reddit net on Grandmeister Talk Group 98003. I am KV0A, Kilo Victor Zero Alpha, sometimes known as Robert from the remote location of Culbert, Georgia, and I will be acting as net control tonight. Our topic tonight is the NanoDNA, what it is, how to use it, what you can do with it. For those who don't know, the NanoDNA is a tiny and inexpensive, around $50, vector network analyzer. A vector network analyzer is a device that can measure reflected power from and transmitted power through a device under test. For ham radio operators, the NanoDNA is most frequently used as an antenna analyzer since it can give you values like SWR, and even a Smith chart of complex impedance. For those who haven't taken the U.S. extra exam yet, or a local national equivalent, this can be rather educational because the U.S. extra exam, as well as the other exams out there, have questions about DNA, Smith charts, and S parameters. Note that I will be attempting to watch the RedditNet IRC channel on GeekShed IRC on the off chance that we had any audio problems during the net. Also, any links to websites mentioned during the net, please post them there if possible, and I will add them to the NanoDNA wiki page on the amateur radio subreddit if they aren't already there. And I just recently pasted the NanoDNA wiki page into the IRC. I will do it again real quick just for the heck of it. Okay, before we start check-ins, does anyone have any announcements for the net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. Sounds good. Okay, so with no announcements, let's start regular check-ins. A few people checked in early. I have KT0TT, VE3INP, KK4ZMG, and K8AKC. Those are people who have already checked in, and you do not have to check in again if I just said your call sign. I'll pause after every, like, 3 or so check-ins to confirm the check-in, so please come back now with your call sign, name, location, and your access method, please.
Hey, good evening. This is K2 Star Chris in New Jersey coming in via EchoLink.
Okay, that was K2 CR Kilo 2 Charlie Romeo.
Roger, roger.
Okay, got that. Do we have any more check-ins?
KD98OU reporting in.
Sorry, was that KD9 Alpha Oscar Uniform?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sorry, the audio is a little bit weird on EchoLink, it seems like. I missed your name and your location. Could you repeat that for me, please?
It's Earl Adams, LaPorte, Indiana.
Okay, got it. Any other check-ins? Please call Net Control now. Sorry, I didn't catch your call sign. What's your call sign name and location? And how are you coming in?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was. That's the previous call. I think both Whiskey Zero and Tango, Quebec, my location is in Northeast Wales. This call. Charlie Alpha Radio, yeah. I'm expecting via 9D51 and DV Mega. Back to you, GW0.
Okay, Golf Whiskey Zero, Tango, Quebec, Mike. Gotcha. In Wales. Okay, we got any more check-ins?
Kilo, Julie, 7, India, Echo Golf, coming in via Echo Link right now in Washington State.
Okay, that was K7IEG. What was your name?
Of course, I'm KJ7IE. My name is Tim.
Okay, got you down. Any more check-ins? Okay, nothing heard. So we'll proceed, and I'll ask for check-ins again after every, like, discussion round, I guess you would call it. Okay. So the first question for everyone is, on a scale of I have no idea what that is to we are happily married and sleep in the same bed, what is your level of involvement with and knowledge of the NanoDNA? For example, do you own a NanoDNA and what sorts of cool things have you used it for? You know, stuff like that, if any. So let's see. KT0TT. What is your experience with the NanoDNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything? Now, I seem to remember KT0TT had to pop out and was going to come back in a little bit later, so I'll hold off on him for the end of the list. VE3INP, Ian, what is your experience with the NanoDNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything?
KV0A, VE3INP. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10 in terms of how much stuff I've done with it. what I'll talk about a little later is hooking it up to an UNUN, which is really, really interesting. But I agree with you when you said that if you want to go for your like larger tickets, you're going to learn a lot with this device. I'm a big fan. That's you, the curve, or KD08, the Director 3 at the end of November 5.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. KK4ZMG. Richard, what is your experience with the Nano VNA so far? Anywhere from I have no idea what that is to I've done everything with it. What have you done with it, if anything? Okay, sounds good. Next up is K8AKC, Kilo 8 Alpha, Kilo Charlie. Andrew, what's your experience with the Nano VNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything, so far?
Well, I do have a Nano VNA. I bought it a couple of months ago. Haven't used it a whole lot, but I have used it to check some SWR ranges for some antennas and kind of see where in the band they are resonant. It does take a little bit of a setup when you first get it. It's kind of just there for you. But to get a good use out of it, it does take a little bit to figure out. But for the price, it's a great little device to have.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you're about at the same level of usage I am. I've mostly just used it, like, for SWR, and, like, I basically just bring up SWR and the Smith chart and use it to check antennas, and also I've got, like, a coil-loaded vertical portable antenna where it's got, like, an adjustable collar on it, and I kind of need it for that kind of thing. Anyway, okay, so next up is KD9AOU, Earl. What is your experience with the Nano VNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything?
I have about 8 to 10 hours experience with it. I learned a ton about Smith's charts, which I never really understood until I had this. I've had it for about 3 or 4 months. Learned how to update the software. I use that Nano VNA Saver, which is amazing software. It's good for looking at like things like inductors and learning about theory and stuff like that. So I've had a lot of fun with it.
Okay, sounds good. Next up, KQCR, Chris, what is your experience with the Nano VNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything?
Okay, Roger, this is Chris, KQCR. I do not have a Nano VNA, but I'm interested in purchasing. I have to make the selection about which device to get. My understanding is that there are many different versions of the Nano VNA, lots of different devices. And I'd be interested in any recommendations you might have about which device to obtain. Now, I know there's different editions, but there's also different vendors, and each one has their own different take on it. So, you know, I don't know what to get at this point. It seems like the space is changing quite a bit pretty quickly with the different versions with the H and some other editions, the 2.0, and so I'd like to learn more about that. KQCR.
Okay, sounds good, KQCR. Next up, the Q&A session where we'll just address questions, ask everybody what kind of things they want to ask and address their questions. So, hold up for that and, that'll be a good question to ask, because I'm sure probably other people are wondering about that as well. GW0TQM, for some reason I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Yeah, GW0TQM. Yeah, good morning. I'm Charlie Earl for Radio VNA. And I guess it's not East Wales. Probably putting out the work because it's not so cheap, actually. I didn't think I had any interest particularly. But I've used it a few times. Like, mine's only on the battery, which is a challenge, because I'm having 50 to battery levels. But that demonstrates you how awful my goal for you, because I have a pretty small connection that I've fitted into. but it's now haunted. And I put it on my magnet, 20 meters. That might be discover that trying to get the range right there with the first of the eye. But anything more than 200 kilohertz tuning range and the the limitation of 101 points gets them right. Anyway, very impressed with it so far. Whether I'll ever be brave enough to upgrade the firmware, I don't know. But quite intrigued with the piece of kit, really. Seems quite impressive. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. I'm having a little bit of trouble with making out your audio. I think there's you must be coming in through some method that doesn't do the voice codec translation very well or something, but I'll just keep adjusting the volume knob on my radio here to try to make you out better. Anyway, KJ7IEG10. What's your experience with the NanoVNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything?
Oh, right. This is KJ7IEG. And NanoVNA, I've heard of NanoVNA before, but I don't have it, and I don't know what it does. I heard someone say, oh, that's a great thing. That's a great tool. I haven't figured out what it does, so I'm trying to know what it does. Here today.
Okay. Well, have you heard of an antenna analyzer before?
Yes, I heard of an antenna analyzer before. Is it what NanoVNA does?
Yes, basically. But I mean, it does a little bit more than that. But it will do SWR and complex impedance measurements of an antenna. That's probably what most people use it for, is an antenna analyzer. It can do some other things, which, like Ian was saying, you could use it to test, like, valens and uns, and you can use it to check for loss in a coax line. There's quite a few other things you can do with it. People who create audio filters are actually more like radio filters, can use it to test the radio filters and some things, but I think the main thing, like so far, really the main thing I've used it for is an antenna analyzer. So anyway, hang on, and more questions will be answered. Okay, KT0TT, Alan said he was going to possibly come back in late. So, are you back yet, KT0TT?
Yes, I just walked in the door and I'm out of breath. I had heard that just a little bit of what was going on. I got my DNA about 2 months ago, something like that. I've only used it one time, and it was to check the SWR, SWR on the UHF antenna, and I just haven't had time to play around with it much more. That's why I wanted to jump in here tonight and see what everyone else is doing and how they're doing it. That's you.
Okay. All right, next up is the question and answer session, but before then, let me call and see if there's anyone else who wants to check in. Do we have any more check-ins right now? If please so, please call Net Control. This is KV0A.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Delta 2, Sierra X-ray Delta, Mike and Jack Zero Flow.
Okay, got you down, KD2SXV. Are you coming in via DMR hotspot or another method?
Yeah, I'm coming in via hotspot.
Okay, sounds good. On a scale of, I guess, 1 to 10, or don't know what it is to, you've gotten married to it already. What's your experience with the NanoVNA so far, and what have you done with it, if anything, so far?
KD2SXD, Yeah, I've heard about the VMA, the Nano VMA, and I came across the post last week that RML had a sale on a 4-inch version for $59, I believe it was. So I jumped on that and purchased one. Came pretty quick to the house, and I've used it several times. I'm not used to the Smith chart, so I'm trying to learn that next, but I've used it for multiple antennas, second SWRs, and seen my homebrew antenna I made, I was able to check that and actually tune that to the proper frequency using the VMA. And there's still a lot to learn. I like it so far. It's a very inexpensive antenna analyzer. Of course, it's made a magnitude of other things that I haven't learned yet, so still learning. KD2SXD, back to the control.
Okay, sounds good, KD2SXD. Before we continue, do we have any more check-ins right now? Okay, nothing heard. So we will continue on to our Q&A session. I will go back to the top of the list and start with KT0TT, Alan. Do you have any Nano VNA questions you would like to ask the group right now?
I'm going to pass questions. I'm mainly here to get a bunch of geometric toka. Back to you, KT0TT.
Okay, that's fine. That's a reasonable tactic to use. V3INP, do you have any questions or, I guess since you had mentioned, I think you said you had tested an Unun or a Balloon. If you don't have any questions, then do you have any, thing like that you want to share with us? Any stuff you know how you've done with it that was kind of interesting?
KD0A, V3INT, thank you very much. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. I really want to make myself available if anybody has questions. I don't think I'm a super expert, but like, I played around with it a lot. I kind of understand the Smith chart a little bit. The thing about the Unun and other, transformers and other antennas is if you can simulate an antenna system, then the nano VNA is going to measure it. So what you do with a 9-1 Unun or some other balun is you get a resistor that is measured at the characteristic impedance of the antenna that you're trying to use. This is something that's going to force you to think about impedance at every single connection along the way from the nano VNA to whatever resistance is across the antenna. If your antenna is in the air, once I just got a key down and up. If your antenna is in the air at a certain frequency, when it's tuned well, it'll have a characteristic impedance matched all the way down to your radio, 50 ohms. Lots of people understand that. But if you have an Unun and you want to figure out if it's working, well, an Unun, a 9-1 Unun, is supposed to take 50 ohms and multiply it by 9, so you get 450 ohms. And so what you do, long story short, is you get a 450 ohm resistor, and you bridge it across the terminals of your Unun or your 9-1 Balun. And when you look at the Balun or the Unun on your nano DNA, what you're going to see, hopefully, is a nice flat line showing that it's able to transform 450 ohms into 50 ohms, no matter what the frequency is. It actually gives you a pretty straight line, although at the lower frequency it tends to peter off into the high SWR because nothing's going to be that efficient at like the extreme low end of the band. So that's kind of what I got. It's an Unun and it's got a resistor across it that will hook up to the nano VNA, and I get a nice flat line that's like, you know, under 2 SWR. I got to fix it a little bit. It's not perfect. Anyway, CBRA, V3INT, hope that's a good story time. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty useful to know. I will have to try that next time I build a Balun or an Unun. That actually makes perfect sense. All you really need to do is get a resistor to act as your dummy load, attach it to the Valen or Unun, and then that would give you some confidence that you would actually like round the thing properly, because I know every time I do something like that, I always wonder if I did it right. So anyway, on to the next person. KK4EMG Richard, do you have any nano VNA questions you'd like to ask or any tips you'd like to share, if not questions?
KK4EMG. Actually, yeah, I was looking into one of these nano VNAs to tune up a 900 megahertz duplexer, but I couldn't really see anywhere in any of the descriptions what frequency they're good up to. Maybe one of you guys could shed some light on that.
Okay, yeah, if anybody's got an answer, then just say your call sign.
Thank you. Echo 3 ND is November Papa.
Go ahead, VE3 ING.
Okay, so a quick switch on the spec seems to think it's about 900 megahertz is the maximum, and if I'm not mistaken, that's like the maximum of the default window that it opens up when you first started or something like that. But yeah, I would not... It's not going to go over 900 megahertz or 1 gigahertz, unfortunately, but I've successfully used it on 70 centimeters, successfully used it on, you know, VHF, haven't used it above 400 megahertz. That's huge, yeah, KD0A, VE3INP.
Okay. I was also going to say, there is this new nano VNA V2. If you go to that wiki page I was talking about that I pasted into the chat, I'll, like, paste it in there again, just in case you're watching the chat. It's also in the announcement on the Red Sticky Reddit post. But there's this nano VNA V2 that goes up to, I want to think it goes up to 3 gigahertz or something like that. But it's a little bit early for that particular version of the hardware, and so when you buy it, you don't really get a whole lot like of fancy extras with it. You basically just get the nano DNA with no box, you know, there's no case or anything, and no battery. So if you wanted, so you know, right now people, the early adopters that are buying it right now are kind of like talking about what kind of box to put it in and, you know, things like that. But also check that out on the, there's a link to it, some info on it on that wiki page. Does anyone else have want to address that particular question? Okay, Richard, does that basically answer your question there? KV0A.
Take it for you, Jim. Yeah, I'm actually looking at the V2 right now. And this will be good for tuning up duplexers and what have you, I believe. Correct?
I think so. I'm just not real sure how to, I'm just not real sure exactly how to do it myself, but you should be able to do that kind of thing. If my a duplexer is basically a radio filter, right? So you should be able to connect it between channel 0 and channel 0 and channel 1 connectors, and then you just have to set the traces to like, display like log mag, or you know, basically display how much of the pulse is coming through the port through the channel 1 from the channel 0 side. But yeah, I mean, you should, it's basically good for testing filters though.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Band pass, band reject filters. All right, cool, awesome. KK4 is NG.
K2CR. Go ahead, K2CR.
Thanks. Thanks. So my understanding is that this the nano VNA has an oscillator that operates on fundamental up to high VHF, I believe. And then beyond that, you're using a harmonic of the oscillator. And the accuracy covers a bit. Is that also the case with the nano VNA version 2?
Yes, I believe so. I want to think the fundamental is like up to 1 gigahertz though. and then the, like, 2 to 3, or, you know, the 1 to 2 and 2 to 3 gigahertz are the ones where it's using harmonics, so it should be more accurate, even though it goes up to 3 gigahertz. Even if you don't care about 3 gigahertz, it should be, like, more accurate up to 1 gigahertz or something like that. Basically, its extended range is still using harmonics, but the, I want to think its fundamental range is up to 1 gigahertz. I'd have to check the stats, though. Anyway, does that answer your question?
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. I'll look into that. K2CR.
Okay, sounds good. Moving on, K8AKC Andrew, do you have any questions about the nano DNA or anything you'd like to share that you've seen? Nothing heard. Any K8AKC Andrew, are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry, I walked away for a moment. I am here and I missed the question.
Okay, I was just asking, do you have any questions about the nano DNA or anything you'd like to share about it that you've seen, or just anything for show and tell, so to speak, either questions or anything you've got to talk about?
I'm not sure if anyone mentioned it before, but if you plug it into a computer, there's a program you can run. It gives you a bit more things to look at, and I heard it's very useful when designing specific types of antennas. Since I've really only done it to check SWR and impedance, I haven't really used anything like that yet, but it does look exciting.
Okay. There's the Nano VNA Saver is the one that I usually hear about, and it's linked to on the wiki page also if anybody wants to check that out. I think there's a few other software programs as well. For whatever reason, I usually hear about Nano VNA Saver, but I haven't actually used it myself either because I've usually just been carrying the thing outside to, like, change the collar on the portable vertical that I have and, you know, doing simple stuff like that. But maybe somebody else knows something about, software that we can get to in a bit. Anyway, okay, next up is K2CR. Do you have any nano VNA questions? I think you were asking, one thing you wanted to ask was about which version to buy.
Yeah, Roger. So, this is K2CR, and I've been looking at the nano VNA and the nano VNA H. There's another version that includes an L case, and then the version 2.0, and I'm not certain which one to get yet. So that's number one is trade-offs for the three. Obviously, the local oscillator on the version 2.0 has a higher frequency range, so that's one major difference. And if you guys have any, if you guys have seen more than one, or if you like a particular one, please let me know. But also the one question is the vendor. Is Ally Express really the best option? I see they're now available on Amazon or eBay, and I was wondering if particular vendors are recommended. KQTR.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you what my experience is and what I decided. I decided to get a Nano VNA H partly because it came as a whole kit with the loads, and it comes in a plastic box. But I actually ordered it directly from the manufacturer on not AliExpress, but Alibaba. I actually got on the wholesale website and ordered a single one for $50, but that was like when the new version first came out. The Nano VNA.F, I heard it recommended that you buy that from the authorized distributor. And I don't really know. Well, I'll just open it up to anyone else. Does anyone else have anything else they want to add to to Chris's question there.
The E3INT, quick on it.
Go ahead, the E3INT.
Two things. One is definitely get a resistor set. It makes it so much easier to calibrate, and you do need to calibrate it when you use different cables, because the cables didn't, you know, add loss. And number two, I would recommend going somewhere that has a refund policy. Because, really, yeah, it's a roll of the dice. You never know what you're going to get. It's no quality control. If you're not paying $500, you're paying $50. So, I work at Amazon. I got a refund policy. Back to you. KD0A, E3INT.
Okay, anyone else have any suggestions regarding which one to buy or vendors to buy from?
W0ALN.
Go ahead, W0ALN. Go ahead, W0ALN. Okay, not sure what happened there. Anyway, we were answering Chris's question regarding any recommended suppliers or recommended versions of the Nano VNA. Is there anyone else who has an answer that they'd like to offer? Okay, nothing heard. K2CR. Did that at least help some? I know that it's a little bit, there are a number of clones out there, and it's a little bit hard to figure out where you should buy these things from, but everybody's a little bit unsure. But was that at least a little bit helpful? Okay, I think, K2CR just reconnected. Are you there, K2CR?
Hey, Roger, I just want to say thanks for the input from everyone, and back to that.
Okay, next up is KD9AOU. Earl, do you have any questions about the Nano VNA or any tips you would like to share? Go ahead now. Nothing heard. KD9AOU, are you still there? Okay, nothing heard. We may be having the same echo link problem. If you can hear this, then try disconnecting and reconnecting, and just call net control. I'm going to move on to the next person. Okay, GW0DQM, Carl in Wales. Do you have any Nano VNA questions or any tips or experiences you'd like to share?
Apologies for the poor audio. It's actually okay this way. I'm receiving everybody pretty well. No real questions. Observation though. I know someone in Scotland who's got one, and he found the connectors, the SMA connectors on the supplied cables were pretty poor. And he's replaced the cable with some benefits, but I'm managing all right with mine. I haven't managed to clear them off the shipping yet. Thanks for that control. GW0T.
Okay. Do you know which version you bought? Was it a Nano VNA H, or was it like an unknown clone or something?
I thought he said it was an F for Foxtrot. It comes with a case. And it's otherwise very similar to the standard Nano VNA, but it's got a slightly bigger screen. That's what you said.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that may be one that's suffering from substandard clones, or who knows, I don't know. The F, I think, is the more expensive one with a larger screen. Anyway, okay, let's move on. KJ7IEG, Tim. Do you have any Nano VNA questions you would like to ask?
Hello, I don't really have any specific questions right now. I think you previously answered my questions during the tracking on what Nano VNA can actually do. So I'm just trying to listen in to see everybody's interesting story about them using Nano VNA, and maybe I'll get one very soon to test it myself.
Okay, yeah, I mean, one thing to do is when you get one, make sure to read. I don't know if you saw the link to the wiki page and the announcement on Reddit, but there's like a link in there to a document somebody wrote about how to calibrate it. one thing to know, one thing that's very important is to calibrate it. And you have to calibrate it again every time you change the frequency range. So that's the most important thing to know about using it, I think. Does anybody, I guess, have any more, any other tips they want to offer, Tim, KJ7IEG? Just call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. At this point, I wanted to see if, I think it was KD9AOU that wasn't responding, or you back KD9AOU? Okay, I guess he's nothing heard. I guess he just had to go. Also, there was somebody called W0ALN in there, I think, Whiskey Zero Alpha Lima November. Would you like to check in? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. Okay, so next up is KD2SXD, Mike. Do you have any nano VNA questions, or anything you want to share about the nano VNA? Kilo Delta 2 Sierra X-ray Delta, are you still there? Okay, I guess you dropped off. Nothing heard. Do we have anyone else who would like to check in right now? Please call Net Control.
W6AR Hennigan, Kelowna, Iowa, and I have nothing. I've just been listening.
V7TWJ in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. Again, nothing to add. Just listening.
Okay, got it. V6IR, V7TWJ. Okay. Well, at this point, we're kind of done a few minutes earlier than I had planned. Is there anyone, can anyone think of any other questions they've got at the moment with the nano VNA or anything else they wanted to say about it? Just anyone who wants to say anything, just call Net Control now.
NC5U.
Go ahead, NC5U. Nothing heard. Are you there, NC5U?
Yeah, I'm sure there's still having issues, so it's just recommending we get it replaced with a good return policy, because it took me 4 to get one of the killer rates.
Oh man, 4, that's bad luck. Yeah, to answer K2CR Chris's question, I'm not sure I would buy one of these on like Amazon or eBay unless you know the specific vendor, because I've also on Amazon, I've seen people like complaining in the reviews that they got a substandard clone or the vendor lied to them about the presence of like shielding on the thing. One of the issues that some of the clones have had is, like they lack metal shielding on the circuit board under the display, and, that would be the kind of thing that would, you know, probably cause the sort of problem that you were just talking about where the thing won't calibrate properly and stuff. So you definitely want to get one with a metal shielding. Ideally, you want to know for sure which exact variant you're getting, because I've heard that, like, I don't know, like with the Nano VNA H, I've heard that there's like 5 or 6 knockoffs of it already or something. It's like, I mean, the Nano VNA was originally, designed by this one guy, and then people just immediately started copying it and modifying it and blah, blah, blah. So it's not like it's really owned by a specific company, but, anyway. Did anyone else have any other questions or anything they wanted to say about the Nano VNA?
Late check-in, November 2, X-ray Delta Delta Mobile.
Late check-in, W1PAC.
Okay, ND2XCD, what's your name and where are you located? Or where's your normal home location, I guess I should say?
Hi, good evening, Southern Net. Name here is Ed Echo Delta, East New York, miles east of, New York City.
Okay, got it. Are you coming in via DMR repeater?
Currently coming in through a, hotspot and mobile in the car. So I have a SharePoint spot going into a cell hotspot and I'm using a Motorola headset as my radio.
Okay, got you down. I think I also heard Echo 1, Papa Alpha Charlie. If so, what's your name and location, please?
Whiskey 1, Papa Alpha Charlie. Patrick, I'm at home on a hotspot.
Okay, I've managed to typo your call sign. I don't know, I thought you, E1 sounded like an odd call sign there. But I got you down, Whiskey 1, Papa Alpha Charlie. Okay, so let's see. Into XVD, did you have any nano VNA questions you wanted to ask?
No, I do not. I do own one. I'm not sure which model I own, but I do own one. It's sitting on my workbench. I haven't had a chance to actually play around with it yet, but something that is not working on shortly.
Okay. Whiskey 1, Papa Alpha Charlie, did you have any nano VNA questions you wanted to ask?
No, not really. I've just been listening in. I'm pretty much a noob when it comes to RF, like engineering, so this might be a little bit out of my realm of expertise, but I enjoy listening anyways.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. So, it's getting to about 9 o'clock, so we should probably start wrapping up anyway. It sounds like most people's questions and things have been addressed. Only thing I was going to ask is, does anyone have any feedback about the net that they want to offer, like, for example, topic suggestions? I think next week our topic is going to be HF obstacles, like getting around obstacles to HF operation for people who, live in an apartment, live in a house with not enough space. You know, sometimes people think they don't have enough space for an antenna, but they actually do, and sometimes a wire on the wall in an apartment can work a lot better than they thought it would, stuff like that. But does anyone have any feedback for the net? Please call Net Control now.
W1PAC to net.
Go ahead, W1PAC.
Yeah, that sounds like a good topic for next week. I'm hoping I can make it because my plumbing is also going on, but I live in a house with my parents, so that's a little bit hard. It's a little bit hard, and we don't want a tower on the outside, so I'm probably going to have to go with an attic and so I'll try and tune into the net next week. I don't know if I will, because again, we have our club meeting that same week. But it sounds like a good topic.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, some other people thought it might be a good topic too, so. If anyone else have any feedback, so please call Net Control now.
KT0TT here with a question.
Go ahead, KT0TT.
Yes, a little more information about this. And this is a weekly thing, or how's this work? How many do you usually have, and things like that? I bet you on my 10-watt node here in town, and probably got another half dozen people maybe listening in. So I just kind of wondered a little more information about it. Maybe I'll try to make this a regular thing.
Yes, I'm planning to basically do this every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Basically, come back any week at 8 p.m., and we should be here talking about something. So, yeah, I figure we'll probably talk about technical stuff. Since it's Reddit, you know, people are often asking technical questions, and we'll just pick up whatever people think, whatever people think is interesting. Anyway, does that answer your question?
Yes, I'll plan on trying you out next week, and maybe we'll write up a script so we don't have to remember.
Okay, yeah, I'll post announcements on the Reddit Amateur Radio subreddit, so that should have the topic and everything. I'll probably post it on, I think I'll be posting it on, Wednesday, and I'll probably get stickied on, Friday or Saturday or something like that. But anyway, one last thing before we wrap up. I just wanted to see, does anyone have any questions about DMR? Anyway, I mean, some people are joining us via Echo Link. Does anyone have any questions regarding DMR or digital voice modes or anything like that? So please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. Alright, well, it's just after 9 now, so I'll just go ahead and end the controlled net at this point, but feel free to stick around and discuss anything into the long hours of the night if you want to. Next week, the net will be at the same time, Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The topic will be obstacles to HF operation and getting around them. This will be a good opportunity for anyone who isn't on HF yet to learn about HF and overcoming their HF impediments, such as people in apartments, or people with not enough space, or people on the side of hills, or, you know. Anyway, anyone who thinks maybe they can't get on HF because of some reason, this would be the net to address that. So please come back next week for some more amazing discussion about that. At this point, I will now return the talk group to normal use. Good evening, and thanks for joining us.
KD0A, DE3INT, 73, thanks a lot for running that net. That was nice. Victor Echo 3, India, the Nova Pop is going to stand by.
DE3INT, KD0A, yep. Thanks a lot for showing up. That was a very helpful tip there about the balloons. Anyway, 7-3, and I'll be clear and listening.
KD0A, K2CR, thanks for running up. Have a good night, 7-3.
Okay, K2CR, thanks a lot, and have a good night, 7-3.